Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday. This is your Whatever Wednesday co-host, Lisa Diamond. I am joined today also by my co-host, Ian Robb, and we are just a couple of days from people celebrating the holidays, so we are grateful that you are on. And if you've been listening all month, we have been celebrating a few of our favorite things, taking a page out of Oprah's playbook, and we are actually celebrating some of our favorite people. And we've had the regional directors on each week and bringing on some of their people in their region that have been doing really well, and they're going to be sharing with us today a few of their favorite follow-up tips. So with that, Ian, are you with us?
I am. I'm here in Ocala, Florida, and I'm just full of gratitude to thinking about all the people that we've had on our show this past couple of months since you allowed me to work with you, Ms. Lisa Diamond. And you are one of my favorite people, too, but we've had a lot of great people talk, and great to have a lot of these regional directors. And I'm actually really grateful to have Bettina Torres on with us today. Lisa, is she on? I'm walking around with my phone.
Yes.
I don't even have to get in front of me.
Yep, she is on.
Perfect. Tina, welcome.
Hello. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for inviting me. This is awesome.
Well, you're one of our favorite people in Beamer, so of course we have to have you on. We're in the last week or so of the Blog Talk, Whatever Wednesday, few of our favorite things, and we thought it was important to have you on to talk. So let us first say thank you for everything that you've done for Beamer and for the Blog Talk. We had an incredible show last week, our 1,000th show on Beamer, and that was a lot to do with your participation in helping us out with this too just recently. And we'd like to kind of highlight you and a couple of your people that are shining stars in your region up there. So
yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and do it there. Yes.
Okay, sure. Do you want me to just talk a little bit about my journey, or what would you like me to do?
Lisa, what would you
yes.
like?
Yes. Yeah. Bettina,
okay.
We've heard your journey, but for some people, they may be new to Blog Talk and they haven't heard it. So if you could share a little bit of that, and then a few of your favorite follow-up tips to help people end the year strong.
Okay. Well, I can only say that the last, decade or so, a little bit more than a decade, have been an absolute joy. And in a nutshell, it's something really special. If you can always keep that in the back of your head, that we have something really special to offer, and we have an incredible capacity to do good. That's the major thing, right? I think that connects us all. So if you always keep that in your head, but especially for those who may be a little bit more shy or shying away from the quotation mark sales process, just always keep that in your head, because always think about what you thought when somebody approached you and how thankful you were that they did, right? Because it probably changed your life for the better. And that's exactly what we're doing. If we can just focus on that all the time, and then you will have less problem of talking with people, reaching out to new people, and reaching out to old people that you may have talked to a while ago, because you may have a slightly different perspective on the whole subject of sales, of introducing Beamer to new people, to old people, to and also not be shy. That's the other big thing here. Please don't be shy to ask the people who already gotten a Beamer from you as a customer if they know anybody who is looking for something meaningful to do. We really fall short here. That's the really big thing, that everybody that you already have on your list is being contacted. And that's really the thing for the last week of the month, where you can become really, really strong, because we have this incredible offer still till the end of the month. And you never, never know who those people that you shied away from to talk to them about, you know, offering the opportunity, what they might say or who they might know. So first thing, always keep in mind, like, that we have something incredible of value to offer, and that you reach out to anybody and everybody. And if you connect the two, that you are, you know, that you're confident about what you're doing and that you're reaching out, and there is no way that you can go wrong. You know, like as Sue Barrington said something like on Monday when we had our pace setter call, and it kind of reminded me of myself when I first started out. I was so excited about every single day when I got up, and I was getting up with the expectation that something beautiful was going to happen, that I was meeting someone new, that I was being connected through someone else, and just with that mindset also. So the mindset comes in here as well. You know, what kind of mindset do we go into the day with? And so if you go into a day with such a mindset, and you're open to all possibilities, you're also like receiving the information much better, rather than when you're closed off. Because when you're closed off or you have some kind of like stumbling block within yourself, people will pick that up too and may not talk to you. But if you're all open and you know, like open to the possibilities, it really may change. So that really rang a bell when Sue Barrington was talking about that, like that she opens up her eyes and she is just really consciously meditating on the day and wanting to go forward in a really positive way and is excited about everything. And so, you know, but enough about me. And so those are the things that I try to implement every single day. We have all the tools to do it with. So there is the three-way. There is the small narrated blood flow video that you can share. We have, you know, we have all the recordings. We have the 8-minute story. So I don't want to repeat all the tools that you will find in the distributor library or also in the e-learning if you want to refresh your memory about this, that, and the other. But please follow the system of what you have been taught also in an academy. If you're brand new, like, reach out to your mentor or your manager. And please let the other people that are in have experience, let them do the talking for you. You know, it has become so, so easy. So with that said, I wanted to highlight two people here from the Northwest. I'm the regional director for the Northwest. And the first one that I would like to start out with is Marie Kraft. Marie, are you here with us? Did we get Marie on?
Hello?
Yes, hello, Marie.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Yes, so let me introduce Marie to you all. Marie is from Oregon, and she is fairly new in Beamer. She just joined this year in April, and she became an IBDS in the Pacesetter program, the Pacesetter 2 program. So she didn't make senior in 60, but she made the Pacesetter program, and she now has like 9,000 sales points. So congratulations to you, Marie, because that's really, really awesome.
Thank you.
When you first joined Beamer, what was the reason that you joined Beamer?
In the back industry in the U.S., I went to see one of the top neurosurgeons in Portland, Oregon, and I'd wrecked my motorcycle 2 years before. And I'm very hypermobile, so when I did what's called a scorpion, when I hit the pavement, I ended up injuring 10 out of my 22 vertebrae, and five of them are right in the middle of my back, my thoracic. And they're so injured, they're bulging and unstable. And then I had the two bottom ones rupture this last year, and I had to do something because my only option was what the industry says is it called an intrabody fusion, or what they call putting two metal rods in your back. And when I was faced with that, they said my only other option, what the industry insurance would pay for, would be burning my nerves off, just to, you know, my damage would still keep happening, whatever was going on. And eventually I might be paralyzed, you know, if I didn't, you know, do something to stabilize my spine. And so I started digging on the internet and looking into it. And what I found out was that this technology, Beamer, had just been picked up by NASA. And NASA had just signed an agreement with them. So I've been a salesperson for years, and I know what sales is, and I know what, you know, I've done different products. And so the thing that really hooked it for me was when my person that signed me up, her name was Sherry, came over from Bend, which is like a three-hour drive. And I thought, wow, this lady really believes in this. And she came in the morning, and she gave me a session. And I didn't feel pain relief, but I felt something different. And so
Marie, if we can just stick with discomfort.
Okay. So I had discomfort. And she came back later that afternoon at 4 p.m. before she drove back home. And we did a second treatment. And with that, I had a 50% relief of my discomfort. And I couldn't believe it. I was so shocked because I was only sleeping 3 hours at a time. You've got to understand that I was starting to lose my mind because I was in so much pain all the time. Or, I'm sorry, discomfort all the time. So what ended up happening was I talked to my husband about it. We started researching it. My husband had just had a stent put in 4 months before. He was 99% blocked. And one of the things that was approved for...
Yeah, you know, and Marie, if you're telling us your husband's story right now, you know we can't do that right now, right? That's kind of a private...
Okay.
He can only tell his own story. Yeah.
Right. I had to have my partner... of the money, you know, and I wanted to show him some things. And so we decided to get one. And when we did, it gave me such a good experience. And I had so much more energy just after sitting on it for 8 minutes, that it was a level I hadn't had that last 2 years of what I'd been experiencing. So with that, I knew several people who were experiencing similar things because on Facebook, you know, I'd be up at a certain time and other people would too. So when I expressed what I was experiencing, other people were interested. And one thing I will tell you is it's a big investment, but how I've done it is I get the product and I let them use it and then they don't want to live without it. Now, I have had one person that it didn't work for, but I'd like to say that they weren't consistent and you can't make somebody, you know, use it. So,
in your experience within especially the fall when you became a Pacesetter, that's what you're basically implementing is that you are offering your Beamer or do you have a second Beamer now?
I have several Beamers and I loan them out. And if you want them, I'll transfer the warranty is what I'll do.
Uh-huh.
It makes it very simple.
Okay, so you always offer a Beamer. So that's basically one of the tips, you know, that works really, really well. get someone on the Beamer and let them experience for themselves. And so, like, how long do you offer them for? Is it a formal rental where they pay you, or you just let them try it?
It depends. If they're on the fence about it, of course, they're not really open to renting it if they're super on the fence, meaning if they're kind of iffy about it. So okay. I will offer it for 2 weeks to 4 weeks. And after that, they've definitely gotten a feeling of what it can bring to the table. The thing I'd like to say is the people that feel what it brings to the table, again, I've only had one person say, you know, I get an energy boost, but I was looking for these other things, and I'm not getting that. So I've only had one person that didn't get the experience that I guess that we think it offers. And so all the other people, they basically can't live without it is what it comes down to. That's what I keep hearing. I don't want to live without this. So, I mean, that's hearsay, but it's a very good way to sell it, I think, if you have the financial backing to do so.
So Marie, like, what would you say is your most valuable tool when you first introduce someone before they actually take you up on the offer of trying the Beamer?
Tell me again. I'm sorry.
I said, what is your most favorite, most successful tool that you use when you first introduce someone to the Beamer before they take you up on trying it out?
What is my favorite tool? My favorite tool is to ask them, you know, how they feel before. That's what I like to do before they use the Beamer. How do you feel before? And we do like the scale, and we kind of go into detail about how they're feeling so they can get in touch with, you know, what their discomfort is or whatever they're experiencing, anxiety.
Well, what I actually was referring to, like the first conversation that you have, like, you know, to get their interest, like that they pay attention to what you're saying, what is it that you use that you show them?
Hi, I must be missing it. I don't understand what you mean.
Okay. You know, do you use the videos? Do you send them something? Like, what is it? Well, how does the conversation get started?
Yeah. Okay, the conversation gets started because I'm excited about it. That's usually what happens. And then they say, do you have any documentation on it? I always send the green video because it's so visual. The green video is the one of circulation. And then I send the Beamer Science one. So those two initial ones are the first ones I send because one of them's a little bit longer and one's short. And then if they're very interested, then I'll send her the longer version of the green video, which really goes into detail. And it also tells you that it's a 26-year-old person. I mean, when you look at it at first, when I first saw it, I thought that must be an old person because the circulation's so slow. Once you realize it's a 26-year-old person, it kind of brings it, you know, it rationalizes everything. You're like, oh, okay, this is what's going on. And most of the people I'm showing it to are 40s or 50s. So they're older. They're in my age group.
And do you have, like, after this, you said it's only one person so far who didn't pay it. And take you up. The other ones, after trying it, they didn't want to miss it, right?
Correct.
And so how does that process go? Or, like, what did you try with the person who said, no, maybe not? What do you think, like, would work in such a case? And how do you approach that with someone?
In my case, I couldn't do much because they would have a certain amount of duties to do every day, and they would do them regardless. They wouldn't be easier on their body or anything. And then at the same time, they didn't have time to stop. They wanted to play their phone or be on their phone or do business as they were beaming, which is fine, but they didn't get the full benefit. They weren't getting the full benefits. And then when I asked them to do it, you know, on the program was too long for them. They only wanted to do it for 8 minutes. So it was a person that was really tight with managing their times. They were very retentive about how they wanted to do it, and they wanted to do it their way, which is fine. But the reason that Beamer has a protocol in place is because it works. And so there's reason to follow the protocol. And, you know, that's all I'm going to say. Maybe the person had some underlying issues also, you know, which may have been some mitigating factors. You know, they didn't want to go see a medical person, you know, about their discomfort they were having. And, I mean, they were just still stick in the mud. So sometimes you just can't make people do stuff. But I can't stress enough to follow the protocol with the Beamer program.
But, you know, would you stay in touch with them? Did you leave it like that, that you have permission to stay in touch with them and maybe something
Absolutely.
May change in the future?
Absolutely, yeah. And I've encouraged them to maybe go check into, you know, maybe something, you know, structurally going on. Because we did some intense stuff. We even did the program one time. I got them to do a 20-minute. But when they're not responding to any of it, and they had it for 4 weeks or 5 weeks, so there was plenty of time for them to have experienced the benefits of it. And then there was like almost a week where they didn't use it. And so, again, it was the consistency and you know, using of it. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what are your plans for last question, what are your plans for the future with Beamer? Where do you see yourself heading?
I'm going to go into medical offices with this because that's where, I mean, the medical office, obviously, if the person, the provider understands Beamer, of course, they're going to.
Marie, that is a conversation that you and I like have to have, like because there's special kind of permission that you need to be granted, and I'll be happy to help you understand that process. But
sure.
Do you see yourself in the future, like going into management and that type of thing?
Wherever the need is, you know, I just want to help be a part of this team and make it work because I'd like to help this industry flourish. Not so much the Beamer, but what it offers. I mean, we really need this as a human race, as a species. So I think.
So your future is bright with Beamer, I would say.
Absolutely. And I'd like to go into the horse avenue of it more because it's huge.
Well, you know, and for that, we also have fantastic training. There will be an academy coming up in 2022 specific to that. There's an extensive section in the e-learning also. And so more to come on that to make people that are not horse people per se also really proficient and knowledgeable and also respectful of the industry. Well, Marie, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And congratulations on making Pace Setter this fall. That's really awesome. And I have no doubt that your passion will shine through and will continue to shine through, and you will help a lot of people. So thanks so much.
Thanks, Bettine.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You're welcome. The other person that I would like to talk to is Kristen Steinhold and Ken Emery. Kristen couldn't join us this morning because she had appointments, but her husband, Ken, is with us. Ken, are you there?
I am here.
Okay,
can
wonderful.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. And so Kristen and Ken are from Colorado, and they are on their way. Their goal is to become a group leader. And so let me tell them a little bit about them. Initially, they joined as trainees in 2016, and it took them a while before they became juniors. And in 2017, they became seniors, and they also made the Pace Setter this fall. So congratulations, and combined they have 39,445 sales points. And so also to you, just in a quick nutshell, what was the reason that you guys joined Beamer?
Well, to make it a short story instead of a long one, I got a phone call from a friend in Florida, and that friend asked me if I knew Mark Girardelli. And I said, yes, I do know him. Why do you ask? And he said, well, he's doing a meeting presentation tonight on this device that you might want to know about because it helped him a lot with some things I think you're going through. And so I asked him if he could get me a contact number for Mark, and he did. He gave me a number of someone in Vail. And I called that number, and it was ironic because they were in a van on the way up the hill from Denver, DIA, to Vail, and the person sitting next to him was the one that answered the phone. And I asked if this was Mark, and she said, no, this is Geraldine, but Mark is sitting right here next to me. Anyway, she handed the phone to Mark, and Mark said, I tell you what, why don't you just jump in your car and chase us up the hill, and 100 miles later you'll be in Vail, and I'll meet you there, and we'll talk about what it is and give you a demo, and they're doing a presentation. You can sit in on that, and we'll go from there. Well, I know Mark from ski racing. I was a ski racer. Professional skier for many, many years, and had been dealing with a lot of pest injuries and a lot of discomfort in my body that was a result of my athletic career. And so I was fascinated by it. I drove to Vail, met Mark, was introduced to Beamer and the technology, laid on a zero-gravity chair with the Beamer B-body attached to it, and the gal that pushed the buttons on the computer asked Mark if she should turn it up because I didn't feel anything. And I told her right away I didn't feel a thing. And Mark looked at her and he said, no, low and slow is the way to go. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And I said to Mark, I said, so I don't feel anything. Does that mean anything? And he said, well, let me ask you. Do you feel your blood running through your veins when you're awake? And I said, no. And he said, does that mean it's not working? And that made me think, well, no, obviously I'm alive, so my blood is running through my veins, and it is, that part of me is working. But he said, you know, it's not like everybody feels something significant. Doesn't mean it's not working. So I took that with a grain of salt. I thought, well, great, if it does work like this, and Mark and I started talking, if it does work the way it's worked for you, I'm very interested because I'm dealing with the same stuff. I had multiple operations as a result of knee injuries, a back problem, and a shoulder problem, and all of these things had added up. I'm 66 years old, and I've had 23 orthopedic surgeries as a result of bodily abuse, self-imposed. So, and it's interesting because I was very attracted to the technology because as a health coach, and this is what I was doing for a living, I was very fascinated by something that was non-invasive that could help me improve circulation because I knew that was the answer to get well. So at any rate, it was just before Christmas. It was at Thanksgiving time, big World Cup race at Vail. Went to a presentation the next day. Again, talked to Mark a little bit because it was a World Cup race at Vail, and we were doing a special recognition for our orthopedic surgeon that kind of saved our careers in Vail. And after that, I met with Mark on Monday, and he said, well, let's just stay in touch and see what happens. And it was Christmas time now, and I couldn't really pull the trigger on the costs. That was a factor in my mind. I thought, well, let me get through Christmas, and then we'll see. So I signed up as a temp or a IBDT.
Trainee. I don't mean to interrupt you, Ken, but to shorten the story a little bit,
because
I do have other questions for you.
Absolutely. So as a trainee, I just signed up shortly, and then after Christmas, we purchased a unit. In January, when our unit arrived, I started using it every day. And about 6 weeks into that process, I noticed that I was no longer in the discomfort that I had before. And I didn't notice it day to day, but all of a sudden I noticed, wow, I do feel different. I was able to do the things I wanted to do, didn't have the same discomfort. So I thought, wow, this is really unique. I think I know enough people that could benefit from this. I should probably just pull the trigger and go for it. And so I did. And that's how I became the next level and stepped up from a junior to a senior. Is I thought the people that I knew that could benefit from what I had experienced, I shared my experience with them, and they purchased from Beamer because the value of what I had experienced was of great value to them.
What is the the best tip that you can give to others, the way you share Beamer?
I just keep it simple. I share my experience, and I share the value of good blood flow in the body and movement. And if your body is not moving, if your blood is not moving, you know, it's not a good picture. And I share the, very simply, I share my experience and one or two of the short videos to let them know what it is. And then I follow up with a call to find out, you know, if they took a look at it and what they liked about it, and we go from there.
Is it also always in or most likely that they are have a chance to try the Beamer someplace?
Not always. Now, sometimes, especially initially, if there's a follow-up that is very positive, which it usually is, I do. My wife and I have bought a second unit that we use as a demo and a rental. And until the new lease-to-own program came out, our demo rental was out, I'm going to say, 80% of the time. And we rent it by the month and usually ask for a two-month commitment, because what we found is that people, if they use it every day, they have results after 4 to 6 weeks. And if they don't use it every day and are not consistent with its use, you know, what we find is the results are inconsistent if the unit is not being utilized as it's designed.
Absolutely.
we always make that available. What the caveat for us is, if they're going to rent it, one of the premises is that the rental is really to see that you're going to do this every day, twice a day, minimum for a month.
And so you use the tool. Do you also implement three-way calls?
We do. You know, when I started, I introduced Beamer to a friend in Vermont, and we did, with Janet Singleton, we did, I think, 4 or 5 three-way calls with the first 4 or 5 people that she introduced to Beamer. And I think she ended up with four or five sales out of that first, I'm going to say, 6 to 8 weeks of calls. She was on fire right away because she had a great experience. And, you know, we kind of went from there. She had a great experience with that. And I think three-way calls are a great way to go. I did a few three-way calls with a fellow that called me from Florida to ask me about Mark Girardelli. But he is less active now than he was at that time. So, obviously, my future is doing more three-way calls with you, Bettina.
Well, and I'll be happy to oblige.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I want our audience to really realize that how valuable that is. It's a learning moment for ourselves because someone else is talking, and they may present the information in a different way, and we may pick up a tip or two on how to do it better. But also it just validates what you have been saying all along. And it's someone outside, you know, a third party, an independent party that is giving information to that person that you are talking to. So please, like, make sure that you utilize this as a tool consistently. If you're missing that, then you're really missing out. And especially now that we have about like 10 days left, a little bit less, just try it out. If you've never done it, utilize your mentor, utilize your manager, set that up ahead of time. You know, I have someone here that is dealing with XYZ. I know you have a similar situation. Would you be willing to come on a call and tell your story? And that's all it's nothing else, nothing more, nothing less, right? They just share their story. And so please make use of that. So, Ken, what I know, Kristen is in the equine industry and also very successful on that end. And so the combination of the two of you, what are your plans for the future? I know you want to go group leader, and but why do you want to go into management?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that we know a lot of people who could benefit from Beamer. And we know that if we grow a team of leaders that we work with, and it could be a small team, 5 to 10 leaders that also have the same type of interests and the same type of connections, that they can impact other people's lives. So it's kind of a no-brainer. It's a step along the path. I think group leader is the obvious next step, and then team manager would be the next one, and you know, the organizational director, you know, over time, I think my goal is to have 5 to 10 very, very good sales reps that each have 5 to 10 very good sales reps. And I look at them as a sales rep, as someone who has sales experience, but more importantly than that, he has developed over time relationships with people that are based on trust and value. And I think that's where, you know, our organizational leaders and organizational managers really make the difference, like you do. As an organizational director, you know, it's coordinating those individuals who have a desire to help other people. And that's where we want to go with it, because we see a lot of potential, and it's just the surface is barely scratched.
Yeah. And can I tell you that experience also of mentoring someone, you know, not only introducing the Beamer to be used by others, but that that phase of mentoring someone and seeing their development, it's a really an absolute joy. I never stopped doing it, so I still mentor. I still build my own direct team. And, you know, just recently, someone new joined my direct first year. And that was my main focus, really, like this, to develop a really close relationship with her and help her see the possibility. We had weekly meetings. We don't live in the same state. As a matter of fact, she lives in Colorado, but we Zoom. We met on Zoom weekly. And it took a little while, but she just also made Pacesetter. She joined in the springtime. She just made Pacesetter in the fall. And now she's so excited because now she realizes the potential. Also, she was not in a good financial way. And so let's not underestimate the financial benefit that people receive when they become successful and what all the things that they can fulfill with that financial success as well. The evaluation of your why. And that's the other tip I would probably give to those who are brand new, like really be clear about your why. What's really important to you and why is it that you are in Beamer? Ken, like I said earlier to you and Kristen when we met on Zoom, I'm really looking forward to a good, tight collaboration with you guys, and I see also a really bright future ahead of you, and I can't wait to say welcome to the management team to you too, and thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you for calling, and thank you for hosting me on this call. It's been great to talk to you again, as always. But I think the big thing as we go into the holiday season is we have a gift to give others. And if we don't do it, someone else will. So
that's true.
I would say keep that in mind. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Lisa and Ian,
Bettina, that was great. I know you've got a whole region of rock stars, and there are two that are up and coming. And you know, it's great to hear distributors talking about wanting to further their career within Beamer and get to management and get to group leader. And we will have some new tools coming out in 2022 regarding leadership training, so that we can foster more leaders that mentor the way that you do, Bettina. So, Bettina, before I let you go,
I wanted to say something to that, Lisa, what you just said. I personally I really enjoy, like, highlighting the people that are in their beginning stages or in their journey going someplace with intention. They may not be there yet, but so many people that hear this, they can identify with that. Oh, yeah, that's me. Maybe I can do it too. Please stay open to that possibility. I want people to just see that in themselves. Everybody has the potential. And like you just said, Lisa, you know, like the training that will be available in the not too distant future that allows people to become more proficient at also becoming a good leader, a great leader.
Exactly. So I want to talk a little bit about the January 8th kickoff. And are there any secrets that you can release prior to, or give us your top three reasons why we should tune in and be there on January 8th or attend one of the live meetings?
Oh, yes. Okay, I'm going to be giving away some of the stuff. So first and foremost, I think every distributor, if you want to, whether you are part-time or full-time or anywhere in between, these kinds of events everybody should participate in. You know, and we're making it so easy. Whether you go to any of our live events, whether it's in Pennsylvania or in Florida or in Missouri or in Washington, if you're anywhere near those events, please go in person. That's my first thing. The second thing is don't watch it by yourself, by your lonesome. Please join others or invite people to your house, your team members, even if you're only a small group, like 5 or 6 people, and watch it together. It's now up for registration in the back office event section for the online participation, right? The other ones are the live events are hosted or like shown on Eventbrite, and all the newsletters are pointing to that. Then we have also smaller watch parties that are open to others. You know, for instance, we have Linnell Hagee in Minnesota hosting one. We have Tim Bort in Colorado hosting one, and so I mean, and they go on all over the country. They have opened up their facilities or their homes to even like people outside their own particular group. So we will make available a list of places where that is a possibility coming up also before the new year. And now the reason why, okay, we have a curriculum from 9 to 1, this is Pacific time, and then respectively in your time zone, wherever you may be. And we get a lot from news from headquarters. So it's a corporate portion. For instance, we will introduce a new tool that will be available to us, new incentive programs that will be available to us to make additional income. Then we will also have a regional training after the 9 to 12 portion, that's the corporate portion, and then we will go into respectively into each of our regions and do something special as a regional director with our own region. For instance, we will announce all the live events that will be hosted all over the nation, all over the region, or we're going back to live academies, not very likely in the first quarter, but very possibly in the second quarter. And so we will, you know, we will talk about the agenda for the year 2022, and you know whether it's any of those things that are interesting to you. Like I said in the beginning, the more connected you are to Beamer, the more engaged you are to Beamer. That's another tip for me. It will be part of your success. So nobody should miss it. Period.
Awesome, Bettina. Thank you so much, and we appreciate all that you do for Beamer, but especially Blog Talk Radio. And so my new favorite toy on Blog Talk, this is for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And before we sign off, Ian, I think this is the quietest you've ever been on a Blog Talk Radio. Do you have any final words? We have 30 seconds.
Great. I'm going to have Bettina on my three-way calls for all of 22. Thank you, Bettina.
Okay. My pleasure. Just let me know so
Thank
I can
you.
Put it on my calendar.
Exactly.
Well, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I'm really excited for 2022.
Awesome. Again, Bettina, thank you. Thank you, Marie and Ken, and much success to you guys. Merry Christmas to everybody. We will be back next Wednesday. We have an extra Wednesday in December, and they don't know it yet, but Chris and George will be on next Wednesday. So everybody enjoy the holidays, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Perfect.
Bye-bye, everyone. Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.